Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe. And by the way, we've been telling you to sign up, get your Thanksgiving week started right. We are going to be back having a lot of fun at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by our friends at Finley Roofing. It's Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Your chance to sign up is right now, guys, because these foursomes are going to fill up. It's our third annual, by the way. But go to the website, sign up, man, and go to 929thegame.com and click on the events link. Mike, you do not believe that Alex Anthopoulos did not have a list prior to the announcement of Brian Snicker stepping away?
I mean, he's got to have something written down, whether it's on a cocktail napkin or something on a blotter on his desk. I mean, he's got to have some names. I mean, David Ross, Mark, if you have to maintain the ties to the organization, there's a short list. You and I were talking about this yesterday. Who was it? The Mariners. Skip Schumacher got hooked up with the Rangers.
Yeah.
He had been advising the Rangers, and he replaces Bruce Bochy. So that was a guy that I was interested in because he was young. He liked Snicker. He was a combination of analytics and gut, and that ship has sailed. And I have a feeling it'll probably – now, by for what it's worth, Vegas has got Mark DeRosa as the best odds.
Really?
At 3-1. Now, I don't know if that's just familiarity because Mark's doing his gig on MLB Network, but I don't know where they go, but I still find it hard to believe they wouldn't have had some idea that Snicker might step away, and who are you going to go call?
So,
and is it somebody on a team which is still playing baseball, which you can't talk to anyway?
Well, that may be the case. Look, we are one of a few teams right now that are currently looking and trying to figure out where we want to go. I just feel like, one, even if they had a guy in mind, they weren't going to announce it immediately after Brian Snicker said, I'm done. They're going to give this a little time to percolate, make it seem as though, whether you believe it or not, that, hey, we've been looking and searching, even if they had a guy. And I think it's a little disrespectful also to Brian Snicker. You know, he's still making his rounds. Everybody's loving on him right now. We're giving him his flowers, and rightfully so. Let the postseason play out, Mike, and then, okay, we can announce it now. So, I don't know. I kind of feel like you do, like, just randomly, you had to know as the way this season was going, what if Snick comes back to us and says he doesn't want to be here? Where are we going? Just conversation. We don't have to set anything in stone. Let's just put it away and maybe sit on it. So I think that's probably what happened. But AA said, look, I don't have a list. And he said he didn't start, you know, putting one together until this weekend. I will say he kept talking about fit. And I thought that was interesting. Mike, maybe it's not just the connection to the team. And I don't know how important it is to Braves country. You guys, if that's the most important thing to you, and it shouldn't be, you may not get the right guy.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are looking for a manager since Bruce Bochy won those World Series. They had think about all the times they were in the postseason those years.
The O's?
You know, it's Gabe Kapler and then Bob Melvin. So they're looking for a guy. There's even some folks who bring Bochy back. I don't think he wants to do that. He's a little bit older now. Dusty Baker's older. I mean, I just think we're going to probably wind up doing something that has something to do with the team. Walt Weiss, I don't know. I can't say definitively that Walt Weiss is going to be a bad manager. How would you know? You just know that he's sat next to, and if he had some input in how Snicker's made his decisions, if we find out that Walt Weiss, I think that story would have already been come out if he was the secret sauce in 2021.
Right.
But if you believe that past is prologue, then Walt Weiss is going to get a hard look.
I agree. And look, I think he should. That again, you're showing respect to Snicker's staff and saying, hey, we appreciate the job you guys did. You were there, we won a World Series, cool, we'll talk to you. Mm. Here's the thing, though. Atlanta has not yet asked permission to interview anybody for this job.
Right.
And usually if you're looking outside the building, which we think they will, you have to ask permission for some of these guys, Mike, to your point, that are locked up. None of that has come out. So maybe there was no list. Maybe they are literally like, okay, we thought Snit was coming back. He didn't. Right. Let's now sit down and think about this from a real perspective and say, hey, where do we want to go? I will say this to Braves fans. If you're saying this guy would be perfect, Mike just said it, we don't know. Many of you thought Snit was not going to do the job that he did. You did not think he'd win all these divisions, win a World Series, and be as successful as he was. Right. You just don't know until you get into the job. And that plays across life. How many times you try to do something or you want to do something, you're like, yeah, I'm ready for the job. You get into the job, you're like, damn, it's bigger than I thought it was. You don't know until you get into it. So I love the names that are being thrown out. Mike's right. The connection to the franchise is cool, but I am more about, does he relate to players
right
well? And the fit is more important to me than whether he was a Brave or not a Brave.
Look, I wanted Jim Harbaugh because he was having no ties to the Falcons. And again, at the end of the day, the opportunity to go to an established quarterback and Herbert, the money that the that the Spanos family was going to offer. Okay, so that's all she wrote. But that's why I like guys like, well, what's your compulsion with Skip Schumacher? Well, he's pretty good.
He was.
He was,
he's already been hired.
Yeah, he's already got a job. He's not an option. So if you didn't like my idea, don't worry about it. It ain't happening. But I wanted somebody that had no ties to the Braves. We bring a completely fresh, a fresh new approach to dealing with Ronald Acuna. Not dealing with, but if there's something to be dealt with, in any of these younger guys, creating the culture. We lost a big part of that clubhouse culture, and people, whether you like to hear it or not, when you lost Freddie Freeman and Dansby Swanson, it's evident.
Yeah.
So how do you create that? And, do you want more of the same? I mean, because, again, it's not Snicker's fault that he had to deal with all these injuries and a lack of starting pitching. He barely squeezed you into the playoffs last year, which was a hell of an accomplishment.
No, Mike, I totally agree with you. And the makeup of the World Series team was just different. You're right. But those two – do we have those kind of players currently in the clubhouse? It doesn't feel like it, right?
Austin Riley, he leads by example. Would the manager come in and you're in Northport in spring training? Hey, Austin, come here, man. After he's in the cage, punch him in the shoulder softly. Don't anybody get hurt anymore. Yeah. But no, need to lean on your big boy.
Yes.
You've been in this organization now going on, those would be 7 years?
Yes, you're my guy.
You're my guy.
Right.
You are my number one guy. And that's those things happen. You covered baseball for years, and that's a guy I'd like to see take more of that role.
I agree, Mike. 404-726-0929. Your thoughts are welcome, guys. On our text line, you can hit us up. You can call us as well. I just think, for example, the Mets, right? They kept Carlos Mendoza, but he's already on the hot seat because they told him he had to get rid of everybody on his staff. So right. He's got to hire a new staff.
He's a lame duck already.
He is. And they spent all this money on players, Mike, and it didn't amount to jack. So you're going into next season, new staff. You don't know who the hell you're trusting now because you handpicked these last guys. And now, if the Mets don't get started off on the right foot, he's going to be done. So I think the managerial position as far as where we go and who's the right fit is a bigger deal than I think most people realize. And it's just not about throwing anybody in there. I think, again, the mindset of the Braves, when they hired Snit, he had been here, hell, let's give him a shot, and then he took that damn thing and ran with it. And he made the organization better, made those players better. But what do you need now? That's really the question, Mike. You got a bunch of veteran players. This isn't Ozzy's second year now.
No, you got to maximize this talent. I mean, Acuna, the injury history, we already talked about. You got Chris Sale for another year. You got a young – look, you like what you've got with Waldrop, Schwellenbach, fingers crossed he comes back the same, and same goes for Strider as he builds on whatever that was this last few months. But do you want to get a guy who's – okay, he's familiar with this. See, I want something outside the family. That's why I'm fascinated by John Gibbons. Mm. He was a manager for Alex in Toronto.
True. That's true.
And again, he's 63, not a spring chicken, but he's not the oldest guy out there.
But he gets it.
And I'd love to see a fresh set. How does a fresh set of eyes and a new group of coaches approach the situation?
All right. We're going to find out. And by the way, don't tell us this doesn't matter. It does matter. Because, again, what Snit did and what maybe he's underrated for is – at our best, he pushed all the right buttons. And that's from lineup, and why is this guy in the lineup, to Mike always talks about juggling a pitching staff that never really seemed to have a number one
right.
starter. Freed was that guy when he was here, but beyond that, you were literally searching. I just feel like it does matter. I think some people feel like, Mike, you could just throw a manager in there and we're going to win 100 games. It doesn't.
Well, that's just it. I mean, we just – I mentioned it to wrap up the show yesterday. The Phillies have got a worse record in the postseason in their last 11 games than the Braves have had. Obviously, Braves not in the postseason. They got swept by the Padres last year. But even with that, Phillies now 2-9. And you know what they're saying up in Philly?
What?
Going to fire Rob Thompson. Because you got all this talent.
We
spend top five in salary. And you're not bringing home the bacon. And this, and I'm sorry, I hope Chipper's not listening.
Uh-oh.
This is the same.
Mike, you had to say that.
This is the same set of standards that I would have applied to the Braves when they weren't winning with all that great stuff.
What are you going to do about it,
I'm just saying, if you're the Phillies and you got all these guys assembled, and this is a pretty darn good team, then you can't fire all those guys because they're all really good. Okay, Schwarber's really good. Bryce is really good.
He is.
Okay, Bob, all these guys. You got a hell of a team. So you fire the manager. And you bring somebody else in who pushes the right buttons, or you die trying. You don't just sit there and go, gee whiz, ball bounce is funny for everybody. Get him next year.
Is that message for somebody specifically?
That's the message for Chipper Jones.
Oh, okay.
That's basically what I'm saying. What are you going to do about it, you big gas bag?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sorry that Chipper, you were part of it. I said this last week for guys who missed it after we had a little.
You want to be called a gas bag again, don't you?
I used to. Hey, I'm sorry you were part of the group that didn't get the job done, but it wasn't Chipper's fault not to hit Klesko against the Padres or leave Lee Brandt in and all the other things, okay? Because some of that was before Chipper on
that's
the field.
True. Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. But that's, you know what they're saying in Philly? The time is now. We got all these guys, and I'm going to fire the freaking manager if you don't come back, and they're not going to have a chance. Like, the Dodgers are going to close them out.
You have anything else to say to Chipper?
That's it.
Okay. 404-726-0929. That is the number for you to join us.
If I will, you bloated gusberg.
It is a, and by the way, here's the other part about this. And look, we got plenty of time to dive in. But you guys do realize, like, the manager is one hire. Alex also has to address this shortstop thing, the starting rotation, the bullpen. Like,
right.
This is a busy offseason, man.
You got to get two starters and a closer. Oh, by the way, and you got to get Kim locked up at shortstop,
correct,
right?
Correct. So I just feel like the manager is one thing, but he's got all this other stuff that he's got to fill in the blanks on, and we got to get better. It's not just about getting a dude. We need to improve. If you're not improving and you're not getting better players, then we're not going anywhere. All right. We got a lot more to dive into, man. 4th and 1 is on the way. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram, 5380 Windy Bagwell Parkway. By the way, these folks have come out, man. Appreciate y'all coming
out.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for coming out here. Yeah, they stepped in. They were like, where they at? We were like, we back here.
And what a lovely woman he was. I believe that's the same woman who was here last time.
Would you
what?
Stop
what?
It?
I'm just kidding.
Would you
I'm just
stop
kidding.
It?
What?
You're trying to get everybody in trouble.
I'm just kidding.
Just call him a gas bag, man.
Yeah, you know what, Bell Chipper was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
But we are going to talk about what's going on around the NFL. It's been official, and he has yet to even make one practice yet. We'll tell you about that. Saquon and Jalen Hurts apparently had a meeting with their wide receiver. What was that all about? And also, Jonathan Gannon, guys, got fined a lot of money. Mike brought this up yesterday. The more I thought about it, the more it ticked me off. 4th and 1 coming up next. Hall of Famer Chipper Jones joining us here on Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.